Good morning, and thank you for standing by. All participants will be able to listen only until the question and answer session. This conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I'd now like to turn the call over to Mr. Don Dischinger, Worldwide Sales Leader for TSM Fastback. You may begin.
Thank you, Kathy, and welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on our storage talk. Today we're going to talk to you about selling TSM Fastback into the TSM data center, so really our TSM install base and how to sell Fastback to the TSM install base. With me on today's call, we have a number of sales leaders who work with Fastback, and in particular, Ken Lynch, who works as a Fastback sales leader in North America, will actually talk to you on one of the charts today. About some successes we've had with generating pipeline in North America. So why don't we get started, and hopefully everyone has access to the presentation. Whether you're on internal to IBM or a business partner, you should have access through through IBM sites or through Partner World. So going to chart number two, let's just take a look at the agenda of what we'd like to talk about. By the way, at the end of today's call, we're going to open up the lines and take questions in case you have any questions for our panel of specialists and sales leaders. So looking at the agenda, what we wanted to do with this presentation was provide a different look at how to sell Fastback. If you remember last year we focused a lot on the FilesX acquisition, as well as the products that FilesX brought to us. And we didn't have as much integration with TSM at the time, so we focused a lot on the product or the group as a standalone offering and its capabilities in the remote office. What we're doing is we're shifting a little bit this year and focusing on a different message and how to sell it to our TSM customer. And we're also really sharing with you some of the experiences we've had with our sales teams and what they have found works and the kinds of discussions that gain interest and get opportunities. So when we talk to our customer about Fastback, we're going to talk about the real benefits and what they can offer, what Fastback can offer the customer. And you're going to see throughout this entire presentation a lot of focus on recovery, in particular, immediate recovery of applications. We're also going to focus a lot on reducing costs. So many customers today won't consider a solution unless there's some kind of return on investment or cost reduction associated with it. And there are real cost benefits to deploying a Fastback solution. We're going to have a very quick talk about what Fastback is. The purpose of this presentation is not to give you an overview of the product. It's really to talk about how to sell it. But we'll talk through. We'll have about three slides to talk about the different places you can use Fastback and the various products that are included. If you need more information on that, certainly there are presentations, product presentations available to you that where you can get the details. Then we're going to get into the real heart of the presentation today, selling Fastback in the data center. We're going to talk about how you have a discussion with your customer about prioritizing their information and really getting them to understand where they would need fast recovery. Many customers don't consider fast recovery because of the cost associated with some of those solutions, and Fastback provides a very cost-effective alternative, and they may consider a product where they have not considered one before. We'll give you some specific examples of what kinds of applications or servers could use Fastback in the TSM installed customer, and then we'll talk directly about TSM integration. If you don't address the integration customer, especially with a TSM customer, you're going to be asked the question, so you might as well address it up front and let them know that we have this well thought out. And then we'll talk a little bit about some sales tactics, selling TSM Fastback as an add-on. Then also some success examples, specifically the ones Ken Lynch is going to help address, and then we'll have a call to action. So let's go on to chart number three, if you will, and talk quickly. The next six slides in this presentation are directly from a new customer-facing presentation that will be posted by the end of this week. Again, it's going to be posted internally and to Partner World. So I encourage you to look for this new presentation. It will be available by the end of this week for your sales meetings with your customers. So the first of those six charts talks about what does Fastback offer your customer. And the goal of this chart is to open up the discussion in and talking about Fastback, again, as a recovery solution and letting your customer decide really where it provides the greatest value. We can offer suggestions, but I wouldn't lead the customer down the path. I found a lot of success in just telling the customer what the capabilities are and letting them decide where they can best utilize it. The question at the bottom of chart three is one we'll see throughout this deck, and it's really telling the customer, can your business really afford to wait until the data is restored? You know, restoring data used to be something that had to be done regardless of what solution you had for backup and recovery. With Fastback, you don't have to wait for the data to be restored. You can make the application available immediately. Or very close to immediately. And that's really the key thing we're selling here, is something that a customer doesn't have today or typically can't get from another vendor. Going on to chart four, remember that Fastback is really all about business continuity. It's the importance of not losing data or having downtime, and we need to have this discussion. And, you know, most of our customers are aware of the importance of these things. But again, we're going to set this product up as an offering, which is a cost-effective alternative to some of the more expensive high-availability solutions. So going to chart five, you'll see that we talk about the cost of downtime. On this chart, we talk about six industries that have a cost associated with their data. And these are only the top six. This list actually is much, much larger. There's probably about 20 or 25 industries that were on this metagroup report. But what this really talks about is the amount of money that their data is associated with. So if they have downtime, this is how much money they might lose per hour, or if you want to break it down, every 30 seconds in this industry. And we want to make sure customers are aware that, you know, when you look at these amounts, these dollar amounts of the cost of losing data, and compare it with the cost of a solution like Fastback, it's a very, very simple decision to make. Going on to chart number six, I believe, we want to directly compare Fastback to high availability solutions. We want to make sure customers know that Fastback can handle a wide range of applications and data types, and that there are a lot of things that can go wrong. You can lose a single file, you can lose a whole database, you can lose a whole volume, you can lose the machine. And Fastback's a great solution that can handle all of those things in one product. And the other thing is that, you know, the customer's data is very, very widely distributed these days. So it's unusual to find very expensive availability solutions in these remote or distributed sites, and Fastback can provide a new alternative. Again, this question, has the customer considered the recovery time that their business would require by application? What Fastback is really representing is fast recovery, and that's where we really need to focus with the customer. And the last bullet, you know, will a high availability solution be so expensive that it's more trouble than it's worth? Will the cure kill the patient, so to speak? And what we do is we're offering something that's a lot easier to implement and a lower cost or price point. Going on to the next slide, the value of Fastback for IT operations. The reason I put this slide in here is because there are different benefits that Fastback represents, and sometimes you have to really tailor or target the correct set of benefits to the correct audience. When you're in front of IT operations people, you know, they're most interested in meeting service levels and making sure that the applications are available, and they're also interested in the ease of recovery of data or restoring of data. So they're looking at the time that their administrators spend meeting the service levels, recovering the data, managing the systems. And so there are things within Fastback that are real time savings for the IT group. However, there are also things in Fastback that are more appropriate for the business or application owners. For instance, the instant restore or fast recovery of Fastback is really a discussion to be had with the business owners, because you're talking about making sure that the business continues to run. And as long as IT operations people are meeting their service levels, they may be happy, but the business may not be happy with what those service levels are because they had to settle for something less than they wanted. So, again, make sure you have the right discussion with the right people in the account. Going on to the next chart, we talk about this is chart number 8, I believe. This is a great chart that really is taken from a white paper that we have available externally to our customers on Fastback. And, you know, there's a good description in the speaker notes on how to talk to this chart. But this really talks about, you know, Fastback and how you differentiate Fastback from a typical backup product like TSM and the different things that Fastback does. I mean, on the right-hand side, you'll see that Fastback in one solution provides continuous protection, snapshot protection, replication. You can use it for bare machine recovery, and it provides this virtual recovery or instant restore capability, all in the same product. And many of these things are things that TSM, being a file-level product, can't do today. So a great chart to spend a lot of time on if you want to drill down and talk to the customer about Fastback and really what makes it different. Going on to the next section, we're going to talk about very, very quickly about the product, Fastback. And my goal, again, on this talk is not to talk about the product or give you a product description. However, the next three pages do talk about the Fastback solution. Again, chart number 10, TSM Fastback is a leading recovery solution. It's near instant recovery of Windows, OS, applications, and data. It blends a number of different types of data protection together in one solution, and it simplifies recovery, reducing skill requirements. That last bullet is what makes this good in remote sites. The medium bullet is what makes this really, really good in data centers. So we'll talk about the two different applications as we go through this a little bit later. The next slide about TSM Fastback is really where you can use these solutions. And you can see that you can use Fastback in a variety of different locations and for different uses. So, again, it's important to when you have this discussion with your customer, let the customer do the talking and let them explain their environment and where their challenges are before we go down and propose where to use Fastback, because it can be used in a variety of places. The last bullet there, managed service providers, that's a fairly new area for us in 2009. We're seeing a lot of interest from service providers in purchasing and offering Fastback to their end users as a premium recovery solution, something that typical backup as a service cannot offer. Backup as a service is mostly focused upon the getting the data off-site and protecting it, whereas Fastback is primarily focused on getting the data back and recovering the application. Going on to slide 12, this is just the last slide in this section that talks about the three primary offerings. We have TSM Fastback, which is the base product, which provides the near instant restore. We have Fastback for Exchange, which is an add-on that allows you to do item-level recovery of Exchange. And then there's a third component, which is Fastback for Bare Machine Recovery, which allows you to add the operating system protection and recovery to the solution so that you have really an end-to-end solution for Fastback or for data protection. That last piece, Fastback for Bare Machine Recovery, is an important thing to include when you want to talk about protecting VMware environments. You know, many of our customers have VMware or other virtualized environments running on Windows, and when you include BMR, Bare Machine Recovery, with VMware and with Fastback, you have a really, really strong solution to recover an entire server for a customer in a disaster. Going on to the next section, we'll talk about the value proposition of selling Fastback. So these are the things that we want to get across to our customers on why Fastback provides some unique value to them. Slide 14 is a chart that talks about data, and it really helps you talk to your customer about prioritizing information. They have information all over the place in different servers, in different locations, and the idea is to tell the customer you don't protect all types of data the same way. Certain data requires fast recovery and requires you to protect it more frequently so that if you have an outage, you can recover from it fast. And if you look at those blue boxes on the upper right-hand corner, those are the areas where we would propose a solution like Fastback, where you can provide faster recovery and better data protection. Going on to chart 15, here are some examples of using Fastback in the data center, and these also apply to remote offices. But this really makes it real for a customer. It really talks about instant restore of applications, virtual environments, I mentioned them earlier, being able to use Fastback to recover single guest operating systems anywhere you need to recover them to, back to a virtual or to even a physical environment. Item-level recovery for Exchange. All customers have email. Many of them have Microsoft Exchange. And because of the design of Exchange, it's very difficult to recover individual components. And Fastback makes this a great time saver for the IT people. Microsoft SQL, Oracle, DB2, or virtually any application that runs or any database that runs on Windows can be protected with Fastback. And this is a great solution for these business or application owners that I talked about earlier, having this discussion with them. Another area, large Microsoft Windows file systems. As customers build servers with millions and millions of files in a single file system, it becomes very hard to back up and recover those in a timely basis. And so Fastback helps there as well. You know, these are all areas where Fastback has an advantage and can provide additional value on top of what TSM does today. So it's something your customers typically will see quickly. And then lastly, development and tests. If you have customers who need to do testing and need to bring back an operating environment or a database to run frequent tests on it, Fastback's a great way of doing that without having to wait for the physical restore time for that test to occur. So it's a really nice tool for development. Going on to slide 16, here's a diagram that we have of what Fastback would look like inside the TSM data center. And as you see, we've got two sets of servers that are being protected in the data center. We've got a large group of servers that are being protected by TSM, and that group of servers might have Windows servers in it as well. But then off to the left, we have some critical Windows application servers. These servers were identified by the customer as being something that requires fast recovery or more frequent data protection. And they're a subset of the servers in the data center, and they might be a subset of the Windows servers in the data center. They are sending their data to a fastback server, and then the fastback server moves its data to TSM and then off to tape if necessary. So that's just a quick diagram of how you talk to a customer about which servers do you use fastback for and which servers you would continue to use TSM for. Because TSM will always be the platform that does the heavy lifting, that does the majority of the servers in the data center and has the broad operating system support. Going on to the next slide, once you start talking about using Fastback and TSM, you're going to have to talk about the integration of the two products. And this is a critical discussion that you need to have with the customer before they ask. Because if they're a TSM customer, they're going to want to know how this is managed. And so what I'd like to do is propose that you talk about integration as a three-step strategy that IBM has to integrate with TSM. The first step is being able to configure both Fastback and TSM to operate and work together. That piece we've got done, and that is something that was delivered in March with TSM version 6. So if you actually go to the Backup Archive client for Windows that we delivered in March for TSM, you'll find a wizard that allows you to configure both the TSM and Fastback servers to interoperate with one another. And this provides a nice, seamless a way of passing data between Fastback and TSM. The second step for integration is a management integration step. And we're going to provide this later this year. Our plan is to deliver in the TSM admin console the ability to manage Fastback directly. So you'll see that hopefully delivered by the end of this year. It's the second or the ability to manage a Fastback environment within the TSM data center from the same console that the customer is already using to manage TSM. The third is a data integration step, and we're going to see more of this next year where we're going to have the ability to send Fastback through the TSM API. Instead of doing it with the Backup Archive client, we're going to use the TSM API and send data directly to the Fastback server. This is going to make Fastback look like it's sending data to a storage pool, directly to a TSM storage pool. And it's really the kind of thing that our customers are asking for to really provide tight integration between the two products. So explain to the customer that we have the configuration today, we're coming with the management integration, and we're going to have in our strategies to have data integration and make this a very easy thing to manage for the customer, whether it's in the data center or remotely.
Don?
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to make one comment here, too. I think, like you said, this is a very strong story, and what we're seeing is even with what we've got today, we're getting good commitments out of our TSM accounts. We're starting to see a lot of penetration there over the last couple of quarters. And this is also where we're seeing the larger dollar amounts. In the second quarter, when we sold into a TSM account, our transactions have been over about $300,000 each. So that's where we're seeing the larger revenue amounts. Our customers are, committing to Fastback, based on where we're at today with the TSM integration and knowing it's only going to get better.
Great. Thank you, Doug. Yeah, we'll talk about three of those examples as we get a little further along, and you'll see how our customers are actually embracing this solution.
Thank you.
Going on to chart 15, this is just a summary chart, really, to talk about how you summarize the value that Fastback delivers. And you want to focus on the recoverability. Really, the recoverability that Fastback offers is unmatched by most data protection products. You have to go to a high availability solution to get this kind of recoverability, and those come at a much greater cost. Which brings me to the third bullet, cutting costs. Fastback represents a much simpler solution with much less hardware required. And it's important to position this as a recovery solution, because if you only position it as backup, you're going to be out there working against all the other backup vendors. And, you know, Fastback requires a server to be placed in the remote office. The servers need to be close to where the data is. So I just want to make sure that you understand, if you position it as a recovery solution, it's going to be much more effective. I need to go back real quickly to the chart 14, if we could. I'm sorry, chart 18, if we could, which is talking about Fastback in the remote office. Chart 18 is, if you looked at the chart, two charts before that, chart 16, that was TSM Fastback in the data center. Chart 18 is Fastback extending this solution to include not only the data center but also remote offices. So I want to make sure that you understand that Fastback is being used for remote offices, and really, if you find an opportunity where a customer has many of these remote offices where Fastback is a good fit, this is what's going to allow you to drive a large sale with a lot of licenses. So it's important to remember that Fastback has some unique benefits out in the remote office, not the least of which is the fact that it has really good ease of use, which makes you able to operate it in a location where you have very, very few skills typically. And that's one of the things our customers have told us, why they like the solution so much in these remote sites. Okay. With that, let's go back to where I was, and I'd like to jump to the next section about Fastback sales tactics. So if you go to chart 21, please, I want to talk about selling Fastback with TSM like you would sell an add-on to TSM. As you know, TSM has, Tivoli Storage Manager has many products associated with it, some that extend our coverage to databases and to email and to SharePoint and a number of different other areas. Think of selling Fastback in the same way, where you would sell it as a TSM or what we used to call a TDP, a data protection agent for a certain particular use. So think of selling Fastback as a TDP for rapid recovery. And that's a good way to position it with your customers, because it offers something that TSM can't offer just by itself, and it really sends that message of integration. I need you to understand, though, that TSM for database and TSM for mail will continue to be available, and they'll continue to be sold, because these solutions are really appropriate for the larger data environments. Fastback is good in the data center for, you know, critical servers, a bundle or a group of tactical servers. If you have a very, very large environment with you know, 10, 20 terabytes of data, you may have to consider a more robust solution like TSM for database and TSM for mail with the copy services add-on. Now, this is going to be a more expensive solution because the customer is going to have to buy specialized hardware with either flash copy or some kind of copy services to support it. But it's a more appropriate solution for those larger environments. So remember that you have both of them to offer, and if Fastback is not appropriate because of the large size of the data center, you have another offering for them. The next section is talking about competition, and you need to be aware that our competitors are out there selling their version of block-level backup, remote office backup, bare machine recovery. They're selling their versions of them, and many of our customers still haven't gotten the message about TSM Fastback and what it represents. And if we don't get in front of our customers and make sure that we tell them about Fastback, you can be sure that our competitors will get in front of them, and they may end up selling the customer a solution that has poorer integration or poorer performance than Fastback was, than Fastback has. The other thing is that our competitors are if they're given the opportunity, they'll try and displace the entire TSM installation at our customer sites. So fastback can be used as a defensive tactic for our competitors, against our competitors. Lastly, again, the integration of fastback is actually better than what our competitors offer. If you use the chart that we went through earlier, you can present a clear strategy that we have for integration, and you can also talk about fastback including bare machine recovery, exchange mailbox recovery, and a single product. If you look at what EMC offers, they have to put or cobble together a number of their products, and we've seen from a couple of opportunities that they do not have the integration that that makes it easy to use. And they also don't have the recovery capabilities. So we do have an advantage on how we've designed this. And then lastly, we have some examples on integrating with NetBackup. We were actually successful in selling Fastback into a NetBackup account. The customer wants to continue using NetBackup for their data center, but they found that that Symantec's own product, PureDisk, did not integrate with NetBackup as well as we did, which is kind of an interesting statement. So we can always use Fastback as a Trojan horse or some kind of entry point into a competitive account with the hope of displacing the data center product down the road. Going on to chart 22, some sales tactics around Fastback. Again, don't sell TSM Fastback as backup. If you sell it as a backup product, you're going to have a lot of competition. You need to sell it as a recovery solution. And when you do that, on your initial sales call, make sure that you open up the discussion with discussing the customer's applications and whatever projects they have. Maybe they have a consolidation project where they're using VMware or virtualization. Maybe they have some needs around recovery, and maybe they have applications on Windows that require, you know, to be back up in less than an hour or two. To do this kind of thing is typically a very expensive proposition if you have to involve hardware snapshots. With Fastback, it becomes a very cost-effective solution. And then introduce Fastback and TSM. If the customer does not have TSM today, sell the two together. Make sure that you don't position one versus the other. If you sell them together, they'll be considered or viewed as complementary, which they are, and you'll diffuse some of the integration questions, and then you can talk about how we can manage the two together. And then, you know, make sure that you understand that there's a launch pad available externally, so our customers can reach this. But you can also download this and put this on your laptop and show it to a customer. And this launch pad has an instant restore demo on it, which is fantastic for showing customers the true value of Fastback for quick recovery. So I've included the link on this chart if you need access to where that launch pad is. On the next call, on the follow-up call, hopefully you've generated some interest around Fastback, and the next call can get into the product more. It can talk about the different areas where Fastback can be used, for instance, the data center or the remote office. And you can talk about the integration of Fastback with TSM at that point and the three levels of integration that we mentioned before. You can talk about the benefits that it brings to VMware or Hyper-V virtualized environments. And then, if necessary, you can propose a try-and-buy. Last week, we released our try-and-buy version of Fastback, which is available to any customer that visits our website, and they can go download a 60-day trial of the product. If we have a large TSM customer, I recommend that we stay close to that customer, but the try-and-buy is available if you need access to it, and our customers can try the software themselves if they need to.
With that, I'd like to go to chart 23, and I'd like to introduce Ken Lynch. Ken is one of our sales specialists working in North America with us on Fastback, and he has some successes that he's had with generating some opportunities in North America that he'd like to talk to you about. Ken? Ken, are you with us? Okay. Let's see if Ken can join us in a few minutes. And
his line is there.
Oh, I'm sorry, operator.
Ken Lynch.
Hello, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Thank you. We can hear you now, Ken.
Okay. Thanks, Don. Yes, I would like to highlight a couple of things that worked with this new messaging that Don just has presented. So what we did is, we were able to set up 4 meetings. This was just in one U.S. city. And we set up those meetings with existing TSM accounts. And we went out on-site and presented the new messaging of, you know, Fastback being insurance against downtime, Fastback being all about recovery and all about instant restore. And when we did that, instead of presenting the product, you know, as a backup product, which, as Don mentioned, gets us in competition with many other backup vendors, by going in and explaining that the cost of downtime can be very significant to a business, and a Fastback is insurance against that downtime, it was a very compelling argument. So we positioned Fastback at critical Windows servers instead of at the entire enterprise, since the TSM accounts already have the entire enterprise handled with TSM. So we presented it as an instant recovery capability against critical Windows servers, and everybody in the room would look around at each other, and they could think of applications that they didn't want to be without. Two of the accounts that we presented to were managed service providers, and we actually turned the presentation into a way that they could make money by offering instant restore capability to their existing customers. And many of these MSPs that have TSM are already offering backup services to their clients. And so this can become a new product for these service providers to offer. So that's very different than us going in and trying to sell something. We're instead going in and creating a new business opportunity for our customers to actually make more money by having a new product to sell. The next thing we did is we explained and presented the existing integration with TSM, because as Don mentioned, that will come up. And the fact is that Fastback is already very complementary with TSM, and the integration is getting stronger every quarter. So by hitting that up front, we eliminated a lot of objections regarding integration. And then the last thing we did is we kept the meeting short, because we're already talking to, you know, seasoned storage professionals. They already know our story with TSM. So we didn't try to set up a two-hour meeting. These were short little lunch and learns where we brought in lunch, and then we used the TSM launch pad, the Fastback launch pad, to demo the instant restore. And this is a very simple thing to do. You just go to this launch pad demo, and I bought a little $40 speaker that plugged into my ThinkPad, and it was enough to, you know, broadcast the message out to the entire room. And the people in the audience, once they could see the instant restore happening, they were believers. And they could instantly, you know, you'd see people look at each other and think about applications that they didn't want to be without, that would be very costly to be down for 4 hours, 6 hours, 2 days, this sort of thing. And the other, the final point I want to make on this is that many times the people who are really interested in instant restore may not be the actual TSM administrators. It may be the application owner or even a CEO-type person who cares about business continuity. So both of our, or three of the meetings that we had success with, we had access to application owners and people who really understood the value of applications being back up and running very, very quickly. So real-life success, fairly straightforward to do. Set up meetings with your existing TSM accounts and go in and present this new value of instant recovery. And I'll turn it back to you, Don.
Great. Thank you, Ken. So use Ken's examples on chart 23 if you get a chance. It might help you with generating more pipeline customers. Going on to chart 24, and as we wrap up here, some examples of our successes in the past couple of quarters. We had some very, very nice wins at Shearing Plow, Daimler Group, and ANZA. Shearing Plow is a pharmaceutical company based in the U.S., and we sold Fastback and TSM together at that account. Very, very large, nice amount of Fastback. The customer was first looking at doing things in the data center with Fastback and then quickly discovered the ability to use that in the remote offices. The next in Daimler is similar to that, where you've got Daimler looking at using Fastback in their Mercedes accessory outlets. Those are similar to branch offices, and they also have interest in using it in the data center. And then lastly, we have a company called ANZA. ANZA is one of the first managed service providers that we were able to close a deal at. And as Ken had mentioned earlier, this is a customer that bought both TSM and Fastback together to provide a managed service offering around recovery for their end users. So some great, really good opportunities. This gets to show you the kind of revenue and the kind of deal sizes you can generate selling Fastback to larger customers. And you know, two of these opportunities two of them are outside of the U.S. One is U.S.-based. And they were just only a small sample of the types of opportunities we've closed in the last 6 months or so. And if you're unable to get the customer to bite off on a large solution, then seed the account with a few licenses of Fastback and get them used to it. May not generate the kind of revenue you want in the near term, but the customer may come back to you and want to deploy this in a much larger fashion. So a couple of different ways you can sell that. Going on to the last chart I want to talk about is our call to action. Well, what I'd like you to do with this information that you've heard on today's call is go out and examine your opportunities for Q3, and not just the storage opportunities, but all your Tivoli opportunities, and also find out if there are other large opportunities where we're selling, you know, DB2 or WebSphere or other applications that might need this fast recovery. Very often, they've not had the data protection or backup discussion. If you were to go to the backup administrators, especially if it's a competitive account, they're going to have their ideas on how they're going to recover, and you might not get a good discussion going with them, but you might be able to talk to the application owners and the ones that are actually working on these database projects. Speak with the customers around their needs on recovery. Focus on the mission-critical servers in their account, and make sure that you go out to Extreme Leverage or to Partner World and download the latest customer-facing presentation. It's going to be out there hopefully by the end of this week. Look for it, and you'll see the same charts as the first six charts that I showed on today's call. Make sure you use that and leverage that to have a good recovery discussion with the customer. Think about offering the customer a critical server bundle in the data center. You know, for customers that want to protect a handful of Windows servers and leave the rest to TSM, Fastback's a great way to get started. At the back of this presentation, you'll see a bunch of slides that talk about the different scenarios you can deploy Fastback in the data center for. It expands on an earlier slide I talked about using it for instant restore, using it for databases, using it for exchange item-level recovery. Include those slides. If you have interest with your customer, include them in the presentation deck, and you'll be able to specifically talk about their needs during the sales call. And then lastly, you know, make sure that you attend some of the storage talks. Certainly this is one of them, but we had a talk last week on competition, and it talked about TSM and TSM Fastback as a competitive tool against certain types of situations. So make sure that if you have the opportunity, listen to the replay if you couldn't attend the session live. And then there's one that should be coming out next month where we talk in more detail about how to sell Fastback to the managed service provider. Again, we hope to have a date for you sometime in August. The last slide is just some links to additional information. If you click on those links, you'll be taken directly to some of the materials that we have, and most of this stuff is customer-facing material, so you can provide that to your customer. With that, I'd like to turn it back to Kathy, our operator, and start our question and answer section.
Okay, thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. You will be announced prior to asking your question. To withdraw the question, you may press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. At this time, I show no questions.
Okay. What I'd like to do at this point is open it up to the other folks on the panel. I've got Doug DuBois, who made comment earlier, and I also have a few other folks, Bob Kelly, who has worked with us on the channel, helping us out with channel development and opportunities. Rich Vining is our marketing lead for Fastback worldwide. So what I'd like to do is open it up to some of those folks. If they have any additional comments they would like to make, you know, feel free. Otherwise, we can wrap up the call.
Hey, Don, it's Doug. While we're waiting to see if anybody else joins in with any questions, one other comment I would just make, you made the point about, you know, the importance of us getting out to talk to our TSM accounts about this. And if we don't, the fact that, you know, our competition will be. And it really is true. And I think what you find over time is that TSM has been probably one of the most successful products in the entire Tivoli portfolio. We have one of the largest install bases of any IBM software product, and it really is an install base that has given us a lot of value over time in the last, you know, 10, 15 years, and it's one that we need to protect. And if we don't go in to make these calls and sell our customer on these types of capabilities, the competition will come in. And so it's just not lost value up front, but it's further deterioration of the TSM install base. So, you know, there's multiple values here. One, you know, there's a lot of revenue on the table right now for you to sell TSM Fastback, but also it's a great way to protect your install base because those TSM accounts, especially with the maintenance and the additional licenses that we typically see from them, are probably some of the most valuable accounts we've got.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is Bob Rellis. If I can go ahead and echo some of Doug's comments, we have seen in our I'm Bob Rellis, I'm the TSM Fastback Sales Leader for Americas, and what we've noticed is that when we do go in there and proactively talk to our TSM customers about this, many times we do find that if they haven't been approached by our competition, they're right there behind us. And if you do get out there ahead of them, we're able to set an environment and set the expectations of the customer that lead them right into our TSM Fastback portfolio. If the competition, like EMC or some of the other ones, get in there, then they actually set expectations for the customer a little bit different, and now you're trying to sell to a customer that's looking at it through a different set of eyes. It's a lot more challenging sale, but we still need to be out there, need to push that very proactively and get and touch all of our TSM customers' products. So thank you very much. Don, excellent presentation.
Great comment, Bob. And as you know, our customers are anxious to hear about what TSM version 6 offers them. because we had a big announcement at the first quarter of this year around TSM. Make sure that we talk about Fastback in the same breath as we're talking about eight way to do together and how they work and complement one another. Any other comments?
I do have a couple of questions on the phone lines.
Okay.
Brian Boudreau, your line is open.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Thanks, Brian.
Okay. I have a question associated around chart number five. I liked your ROI table with cost of downtime kind of thing. And I have two questions related to that. Number one is quantify that downtime. Is that like a per application, or if the whole enterprise is down for, you know, an hour or 30 seconds, or what you're referring to, whether it's just one critical business application? Second question related to that is a similar chart for typical downtimes would be really helpful. Like I noticed on another slide, I think it was just two or three slides later, you mentioned that you could recover an operating system in 1 hour. So I guess my question is, well, what's the typical recovery time for an operating system? And could we take a couple of key business applications, like, say, a CRM system or a billing system, and somehow, you know, have a little table that says, you know, normally today it would probably take the typical organization an hour, but with this solution it takes, you know, 25 minutes.
Yeah, Brian, that's a great comment. And actually, in the customer-facing deck that I referred to, you'll see a chart that talks about some of those, but not certainly not all of the applications, about the time it would take to recover it in a traditional fashion, and that is downtime. So that hopefully will get you started with that kind of a discussion. But, yeah, I agree. We probably could use a discussion around, for instance, specific databases on what the outage time would be and what that would be without Fastback. So I answer your second question first. On the first question, let me ask Bob Kelly if he has some more information, because I think Bob had originally discovered this information, or Rich Vining, either one of them might be able to chime in here, about the data that's included on this downtime chart. And if not, I'll certainly take a stab at describing it.
So this is Bob, and Rich may have some other. What I've got, my knowledge of this is by industry on a per hourly basis. So as you can see by the chart on chart five, it's on a per hourly basis by, it's an industry average number that's generated. So I don't believe it was cut by a particular application or a specific category.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Anything to add to that, Rich?
Yeah, I think this is geared towards disasters. So, you know, an entire operation goes offline, to answer that question directly.
Okay.
Don, this is Bob. I'd like to go ahead and comment on that. We do have a customer that did give us some real live examples, and I think I can share that with everybody on another slide that we can send out. But we do have a customer that did use Windows servers. He's actually general business, and his main infrastructure was all on Windows servers, and he did have a massive server crash. And of course, he was down. It took him over 30 hours to recover and get his business back online, devastating to his corporation. And then obviously he was looking around to try to solution that. He did end up buying some hardware and TSM Fastback and did get it installed. And within about another 60 days after his purchase and after he was up and running, his server crashed again. We had him up in less than an hour. He actually called our sales rep and commented and told him, listen, you know, I went after this kind of skeptical. Your data showed that you could do this, but now I am living proof. You actually recovered me in less than an hour. And my entire operation is back up and running, and we're actually still compiling the entire Windows server still. It's just I am operational within an hour of dying. So, and he estimated that his downtime cost him over $50,000 an hour, and that's a very small GB organization, right? So $50,000 an hour, and he was down for 30 hours. So his return on investment was instantaneous. So,
great. Thanks, Bob. Good customer testimonial. Brian, hopefully we answered the question.
No, it's absolutely awesome, and I'm just wondering if our ROI team that run the Alinian tool have any of this typical data, like you know, where we could. I like a straw man. If I'm going to go in at a high level with a customer, I'd like to say, I think I can impact your organization. Here's a typical customer and what the impact is, and we'd like to do something specific for you and help you see what it would do for you.
Yeah, good point. I know that Fastback is in the Alinean tool, and it is supported, so we might be able to see if we can get some more detail to put on a chart for the customer presentation.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from Philippe Ponti.
Yes, hello?
Yes, hi, Philippe.
Hello, Don. I have just two questions, so you can explain. Thanks for all the information given. My first question is the following. Would it be possible to sell Fastback in addition to Fastback BMR to provide a bar machine recovery for a typical TSM data center, for example, including 100, 200 servers, Windows servers, and in fact to provide a full IBM, you see what I mean, solution for bar machine recovery in addition to TSM. What is your opinion about that? And my second question is, would it be possible to have a desktop edition, nothing to develop, but just a desktop edition of Fastback in order to provide full recovery function for the desktop and including, of course, BMR also, as we have a TSM client, you know, for the TSM offering, which is not a different code, but just a specific price for the desktop. So, if you have any information about those two questions, it would be interesting. What is your opinion?
Great questions, Philippe. So let me take the first one, and I'll let Rich Vining take the second one. The first is, can you sell Fastback with Fastback BMR for bare machine recovery in a TSM data center? And the answer is yes, you can. You need to be aware of one thing, though, and that is that what you're asking the customer to do, if you propose this, your Fastback BMR integrates with Fastback in much the same way that Christie integrates with TSM. So typically in the data center, if the customer is already backing up with TSM, our first recommendation to the customer would be to use Christie. So the only time that we wouldn't do that is if the customer for some reason did not want to use Christie, and sometimes those situations happen. Then we could propose using Fastback, but then the customer would be backing up those Windows servers with Fastback first and then adding the BMR to the Fastback solution. So what you'd be doing is, in essence, you'd probably be displacing TSM in the data center, which is not our real intention, but if the customer has a specific need around this and doesn't like the Christie solution for some reason, it is an option to you. But you'd be moving the customer from TSM to Fastback.
Okay, thanks.
Rich, answer the question about workstations and what our plans are around that going forward.
Sure. So today, Philippe, our solution for desktops and laptops is the CDP for Files product. Very low cost, but not very easy to manage. We have a new version of that coming out, and we're going to rebrand it as Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback for Workstations. So Fastback for Workstations. And it will be the same product we have today, but it will include centralized management. So we'll be able to manage hundreds or even thousands of these clients from a central location and be able to then feed that data from these desktops and laptops into a file server that can then be protected by either Fastback or by TSM. So the plan is to have this product out. Well, it'll probably be available in Q4. We'll probably announce it as part of the next big version of Fastback, hopefully by the end of the year.
Okay. Thanks for the info. I had the info on the roadmap, but my question was more related to the fact that, you know, it's not easy to sell CDP for files because there is always something missing. And at the opposite, it's very Fastback is a very nice product when you talk about restoration and specifically granular restoration or system restoration. So I think it would be fair to have also the option, as we have still in our offering, like with the TSM clients, the possibility to provide Fastback client for our desktop, but just a suggestion.
Fastback will work with a desktop. That's not a
yes.
problem. The problem is the price.
Yes, yes.
Nobody's going to spend a couple of $1,000 to
get
a desktop.
That's it. And it's just an announcement to do, nothing to develop specifically. It will just for, as the TSM client, we sell more TSM clients than CDP4File, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess for Fastback, it would be also an opportunity to develop this this area of for this software.
I'll bring that up to the product management people.
Yes. Yes. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you.
Thanks a lot for your answer. Thanks, Don.
Hey, thanks. Kathy, any other questions?
Can we have a question from Nicholas Perez?
During a meeting with a customer at World Bank, we were offering Fastback for 15 Oracle servers that were running on top of Windows.
Hi, Nicholas, I can't quite make you out. You're breaking up, so I can't quite hear the question. I don't know if you can pick up the phone or somehow
yes.
get a...
I did that. Is not clearer now?
Yes, it's much better. Thank you.
Okay. The question is the following. During a meeting with a customer, it was a bank customer, we were offering Fastback to protect some Oracle servers that were running on top of Windows. And after the customer understood this disk block level backup approach and all the things that this product can do in terms of continuous backup and so on, the customer asked about how we can ensure him Oracle transaction integrity with this kind of backup approach. And it was a hard question to answer at that moment. Fortunately, we were very confident to the customer and we leave the issue open. But I still do not know the answer, so this is why I'm asking.
Okay. So really Oracle, and maybe this question might be better directed to some of our technical people, and Christopher Wong is one of our SWAT people on the worldwide SWAT team. But I'll take a stab at it real quick, and the answer would be that Oracle really takes care of the integrity itself, because what we do, all we do is we put Oracle into backup mode and let it log the changes, and then we bring it out of backup mode when we're done taking the snapshot. So it's a very similar thing to the way all other products work with Oracle and RMAN to do snapshot backups. So we're really not talking about data integrity, anything. We're not doing anything that the operating system isn't aware of. Basically, we're doing a volume-level snapshot of an entire volume or group of blocks. And Oracle is providing integrity by quiescing itself and going into logging mode when you actually do that. So if Oracle wasn't putting itself into backup mode, then I would think there'd be a question about it. But since it is, any database or application that puts itself into backup mode via a script or VSS, which is Windows version of it, is really guaranteeing the integrity. But if we need more in-depth answer around that, and this question has come up by other customers, we might want to get some other folks involved, like Christopher Wong or even Cyrus Nilchin, who's more involved with those kinds of snapshot and recovery techniques.
Okay, it's very clear, thank you. I asked it because it appeared on a sales meeting, so it was appropriate to ask now. Thank you.
Okay, certainly.
Okay, our next question comes from Dan Krause.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, good afternoon, Don. How are you today?
Very good, thanks.
Great. I was wondering if you could provide a little differentiation between our Fastback offering and the Microsoft Data Protector DPM offering. Typically, I see a lot of people that are very excited about Fastback and what it can provide, but then they come back and say, we're having trouble distinguishing the differences between what DPM provides to us and what Fastback can provide to us.
Okay, that's a great question. So the two things that jump right out around DPM versus Fastback. The first one is the instant restore.
DPM does not have instant restore capability. So if you're selling Fastback, what you want to remember is instant restore is and recovery time is the first and foremost thing you want to focus on with this customer. Another thing that DPM or Microsoft does not really have is bare machine recovery. They'll typically have you use their ASR utility to do bare machine recovery and not have an easier method of bringing back the operating system. So BMR is a great add-on to Fastback, and make sure you mention that as well. And then I believe the last one is item-level recovery within Exchange, but I would focus on the first two and talk about the instant restore. I keep going back to the instant recovery as something you absolutely have to get the customer sold on, because if they start looking at this as an alternate backup product, DPM is cheaper than Fastback. It's cheaper than most other solutions out there, and so we need to keep in mind that we need to raise the bar on DPM, and instant recovery does that.
Yeah. This is Bob Rellis. I'm looking at the competitive database and what they point out. So let me just add to that. They got smaller recovery point objectives. You know, the recovery point objective is how tight can you look at your and dial in the amount of data that you're backing up. And they can only do it up to 15-minute intervals. They can't get any tighter than that. They also have no encryption. So this is critical. DPM, and like Don said, DPM is very inexpensive. And so that is a challenge there. But, you know, they get what they pay for. So they also have no support for MS applications, example, SAP, Oracle, and et cetera. So, or for non-Microsoft applications, which we do.
Great. That's great information. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan.
At this time, I show no further questions.
Okay, so with that, Kathy, I'd like to wrap up the call. I want to thank everybody for taking the time out to listen to the call. If there are folks that you know that were not able to make it, please encourage them to visit the replay or attend the replay of this, which will be available shortly on Partner World and internally in IBM. Thanks, everyone. Have a good day.